This is an RNIB Connect radio podcast.
Time again for our weekly catch-up with RNIB Chief Executive Matt Stringer here on RNIB Connect Radio to talk about what's been happening around the organisation and, of course, news and topics relating to life as a blind or partially sighted person. Hello, Matt, and thank you for joining me this week.
Hi, Toby. Lovely to speak to you.
As we are recording this catch-up on Thursday, the 16th of May, which of course is Global Accessibility Awareness Day, the RNIB has been doing a lot around GAD today. There's Sir Anthony Gormley's Another Time sculpture on Margate Beach, which has alt text descriptions. Are there anything else that we should be highlighting around GAD?
Well, I'm a big Anthony Gormley fan. We shall come and talk about the King's new portrait as well in a minute, just to keep the art going. But look, I mean, Global Accessibility Awareness Day, you know, some respects is every day, it's, you know, globally things are celebrated. But this is really critical and really important for us as the RNIB. You know, we know how much visually impaired people really benefit from people going an extra mile to make information, content in any format accessible, and how easy it is not to bother because you don't know, or you just don't think, or we don't see it as an important. And, you know, we've done quite a lot today through all our social media channels to provide information and hints and tips about how to make information accessible to adult text, to images, to highlight the gaps, you know, that exist when people don't do that, to actually have a bit of fun by using alt text to describe. You know, I have the alt text description asking people to think what that actually is. What is the image that alt text is showing? You know, just a bit of reverse engineering there, really. All that's all a good bit of fun. But as I say, the serious point and why there is a Global Accessibility Awareness Day is because, you know, averagely life isn't accessible and communications aren't accessible. We know from the way the health service engages with people moving through an eye health condition, how information can come in a format that's not accessible, and therefore people miss appointments, don't show, you know, don't understand, you know, what's going on, you know, and we step in and help that. But, you know, the health service aren't great. We know, as I say, through social media and through the way documents are produced, you know, generally by all sorts of companies on their social media, and the way they communicate their marketing is not accessible, the websites aren't accessible. So wherever you look, you see, you know, a country that's just a bit indifferent or ignorant, you know, about it. And it's absolutely right to be championing it today. And actually, as I say, having a bit of fun with Anthony Gormley, or, you know, many people will have seen a King's new portrait that came out by Jonathan Yeo, which I really like, the very red one. You know, but again, it's such a new image almost, isn't it, that actually having alt text to describe it is absolutely critical to understand what he's painted. So it's a great example of why alt text is vital. So, you know, as Yeo and I be, we're very proud today to, very energetic today, actually, to support Global Accessibility Awareness Day. And I just encourage anyone who wants any top tips to please sort of follow our links on social media, go on the website and find out, you know, what you should be doing.
And of course, it is Mental Health Awareness Week as well. And there's been a lot around movement. But we, of course, know that many blind and partially sighted people, due to the stress of day-to-day life as a blind or partially sighted person, do suffer from stress, which could be causing mental health as well.
No, we know that. We have part of our organisation that supports people on mental health because, you know, through whatever touch points, whether it's through the helpline, people coming through our sort of low vision services, people coming to us through sort of living with sight loss causes, you know, it can come from anywhere, that people are very open about how their visual impairment can lead to sort of real mental health challenges. And I think, you know, for everybody, you know, combination of COVID, lockdown, some of the cost of living pressures just sort of increase anxiety. They don't reduce it. So I think it's very visible in society and well documented now that, you know, mental health is more of a thing. People need to treat it seriously, you know, and we provide, as I say, a lot of touch points for people to contact the RNIB if they have mental health issues. And clearly we have services and we're able to refer people in the right direction for the appropriate help. And, you know, one simple point for the listeners is, you know, maybe you or anyone in your, you know, friends, family, anyone you know needs help, you know, who's visually impaired around mental health, then please do get in touch. I think one of the things we've been pushing this week, and I've been saying this internally in our internal comms, and, you know, I know to try and do it myself, is just bringing a bit of variety in a day, being able to get up, to do a bit of mobility, to get away from, for example, the laptop if you're working, particularly if you're just sort of a little landlocked at home, and actually get up and move. And actually it does improve the mood, puts things in perspective, you know, gives you a break from the routine. And so, you know, one simple tip we've been pushing internally this week is to encourage people to sort of engage in a bit of movement, you know, every hour on the hour for 5 minutes or so, just to get away from the routine and actually be able to, you know, break that monotony and actually bring a bit of freshness in your thinking, because you've got a different stimulation, you're getting a bit of exercise, you're moving, and it's all very helpful.
Yeah, my smartwatch reminds me of that as well every hour, I think. And of course, we have the RNIB See Differently Awards, which are supported by the People's Postcode Lottery winners coming up next week, which is all very exciting, isn't it?
No, this will be great, Toby. I look forward very much to talking to you about it next week after we've had the awards. But no, we're running into Tuesday night, 250 people coming to a big awards ceremony in central London, you know, very accessible venue, actually, on a macro and micro level. So a lot of thought's gone into making it a really accessible evening, as absolutely we should. And we will be announcing 8 awards winners across a variety of categories, which your listeners will know we've talked about a lot in the last 3 or 4 months. But I know the shortlist and the winners, and we've got a really deserving, you know, room full of people all gunning for the awards on Tuesday, as well as an opportunity to bring together people from the charity sector, from the sort of VI sector, you know, from the health service, from our corporate partners, from the world of politics. You know, it's a great convening opportunity to get people together, you know, to really talk about what the RNIB does and make very positive connections, actually, to get people mobilised in support of visual impairment. So it will be great to, you know, reward the winners and honour them, which will be fabulous, but also it's a great opportunity for people to come together beneficially generally, you know, in what will be a really great evening that the team have worked really hard to put on. So really looking forward to it next Tuesday.
Yeah, and you'll be hearing interviews with all of the winners on RNIB Connect Radio next week as well. If you'd like to find out any sort of information or advice or services on living with sight loss, you'll find a wide range of information on the RNIB website. That's rnib.org.uk. You can always, of course, call the RNIB helpline on 0303 123 9999, or use your Amazon smart device to call the RNIB helpline too. Well, Matt, thank you very much indeed for chatting with me this week here on RNIB Connect Radio.
No, Toby, my pleasure. The only day I think we didn't talk about this week was National Cocktail Day, which was 2 days ago, but maybe we can have one of those on Tuesday night at the awards ceremony and talk about it next week. But no, great to speak to you. I mean, Global Accessibility Awareness Day and Mental Health Day are two really, really important days. It's great to be able to talk about them and signpost people to some of the support that the RNIB can provide.